You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 121, My Schedule. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. We have had a ton of fun this summer in Mama's Members creating a homeschool year and doing our workbook and doing all the things. There is one more bonus class, and it will be on Thursday. And so if you are wanting some help with creating your homeschool year, all the classes have been recorded and are uploaded, so you can download the workbook for free and get help on calls on every single week of the, the workbook, and some really get you some help in there. So if you are still struggling with your homeschool year and planning it and all those good things, you're going to want to check it out. So I also went through my workbook. And I found it super helpful for myself, and that made me happy because I've been doing this for a long time. And I thought, oh, I really liked the way that this worked for me to create my own schedule. So what I thought I would do is share with you what my schedule is. I went through the workbook and did all the pre-work, which is super important because it will help align with what it is you want to create. And I loved on one of my calls that somebody said, was talking about that I had a composer, that we were going to study a composer. And I love that she said that was important to Meg, but it's not important to me. And so we can just listen to beautiful music and that will totally be our music study. And so I just love that empowerment of like, this works for Meg and this is what works for me. So this is just to give ideas, to see kind of how the structure of our day is going. It is not the right way. It is the way that my family is going to be doing school. So it looks different. I have four kids that I will be homeschooling this year. So that's a brand new first for me. And I just kind of wanted to go over it with you. So my oldest that I will be homeschooling is Josh, and he's 14. He would be in ninth grade, and he wanted to start college this year. And so he applied to Southern New Hampshire University, and through a charter school in Utah, it will actually pay for the college directly. And so that is the route he is going. So he is planning on doing college and just planning on doing classes. It's done in, what are they called? I cannot remember what the word is. Projects. So he just will be working. It's completely independent base, and you just turn in so many projects that basically count as like a credit. And so we are just working that he will try to do 4 months, so average one a week, and that he's going to be doing school all day Tuesday and all day Thursday. Wednesday, I will tell you what he's doing, and Monday, I'll tell you what he's doing as well. So his main school will be through college, will be through Southern New Hampshire University. So part of his school will also be seminary, and that will be Mondays afternoons and Wednesday afternoons. And then a big part of his school will also be debate, and that will be in person Wednesday afternoons. So that is why he won't be doing school on those days. So as far as his school, just like if there's anything else, he really likes self-development books. The Four Agreements was very life-changing for him. And so he said he would like to read a self-help book, and he is still deciding which one, but just knows that he really wants to study one, and he wanted to kind of look through our bookcase. So he has a few weeks to decide, and so that he'll be doing that, and then he'll be reading scriptures as well. And that is his whole schedule, and he is completely independent. And I don't really have to check a whole lot on him. He just does it on his own. So that's my Joshy schedule. So my Tess is 13. I have to think of how old my kids are and what grade they are in. She will be going into eighth grade. And so this year she is just prepping to then apply for college next year as well. So her schedule is a little bit beefier. And some of these things will be a year-long thing. Like she will also be in debate, and she will be in seminary as well. And so those will be a year long, and her scriptures will be a year long. But a lot of her other stuff is just a 12-week term. We've tried a bunch of different things with 12-week terms and month-to-month and different things, and my kids really like the 12-week term. They like that we go do school for 12 weeks, and then we have Battle of the Brains, and then we take a full week off. And it usually coincides with Thanksgiving, and so then we take that full week off of Thanksgiving, and then we do school again for a few more weeks and take off some time for Christmas. And it just the way it works out that we can get in three sets of 12 terms in the year. That was confusing my brain. So for her math, we decided to try learn math fast. And math is not her favorite subject, but I would like her to stay up to date with math and not just completely give up on it. So I didn't want her to have a big beefy workbook or anything like that. So we're just going to do learn math fast. Grammar, she really likes the easy grammar. We talked about that before. Then her history. She really wanted to study China. So she will be reading two different books, Homesick and China's Long March. They are both written by Jean Fritz. And she lived in China during those times. And so what it was like living there during Mao Zedong. And then she'll be reading a biography. And it is the biography called Wild Swans. And this is a biography I've read before too. And it is not for little children. But if somebody is mature enough to read it, it goes in account to a grandmother, a mother, and a daughter's experience of China. And the grandmother was living there underneath when Japan had a lot of control over China. And then how communism came into China. And then what it was like, kind of the transition from Japan having control to a little bit of independence to then the Communist Party taking over China and what it was like to really live and experience that. So it's a bit of a beefy book, but really, really good. So that's what she's studying for history. Then her science, she's not really wanting to do group subjects with us. She feels like if she wants to, she's welcome to, but she's starting to feel more independent. So with the younger kids, I'm studying about rocks, and we'll probably do some field trips to rock shops and go, exploring for rocks. And we're doing a bunch of different things with rocks. So, I suggested, this was, from Well Educated Heart, suggestion of rocks for middle schoolers was reading The Journey to the Center of the Earth. Just a fun read. So just kind of something fun. And then as we are talking about rocks and all those good things, I really like to have, my kids studying different things of the Successful Six. So things about finances, their emotions, all those things. And so she will be reading a financial book, and it is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then a self-development book. I rotate through self-development books of like emotion ones specific or mental specific or socially specific. And this time she is going to read The Compound Effect. And she says that I talk about this book all the time, so she might as well read it because I really like it. I think it's a good book. And then religion. She does read her scriptures. And then I always have my kids, once they get a little bit older, is to then maybe study a topic in depth or just a biography about anybody that was Christian, something like that. So this is a book from C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. It is a little bit of an intense book because it is a devil writing to his apprentice, I believe. I haven't read it for a few years. So it is a little bit darker, but my big kids keep talking about it. And so she goes, I think I want to read that. So we'll see how that goes. We've done a bunch of different things. So this year she's just doing Screwtape Letters. Then I said debate and scriptures, and she wants the New Testament. And then literature, she is reading a book by O. Henry. And it is just a book series that we inherited from my father-in-law. And she's always been curious about them, and she's heard good things about them. I haven't actually read them, but she is excited to start reading those. So then I have Briggy and George. And with them, they will be doing the group subjects with me. So when we meet together, we will sing a song, say a prayer, and we do a read aloud. And Tess would like to be included in those things, and then she wants to go do her own stuff. But with the little boys, we'll do those, and then we'll do subject of the day. So subject of the day on Monday, we're going to do art and science. On Tuesdays, we're going to do a poetry and composer. On Wednesday, we're going to do history and geography. And on Thursday, we're going to do writing. So art, I'm going to be using art from the Mindful Heart, their picture packets. So it goes along with our history of Native Americans. So some really beautiful art with Native Americans. Science, like I said, we're going to do rocks. So some of the books I have are Let's Go Rock Collecting and Rocks and Minerals. And I also bought a rock, what is it called? Like a rock guide. I have it right here by me. I can't think of what it's called. Basically, I'm going to do an Amazon link. I'm going to do a link in this for Amazon. So you can just see all the books I'm buying and the rock stuff and all that. So you can just see everything if you are interested in any of those things. So that will be our arts and science. Poetry, I'm not doing a specific poet. We will just have different poetry books that we have around the house. And our composer, though, we are going to study about the play, the opera, Barber of Seville, because my husband and I are going to go see it in October. And so I wanted to know the storyline better. So I thought it would just be fun to become really familiar with the music and all those things. And my husband asked if I was going to do the Bugs Bunny version or the actual opera. So we'll probably mix both of those in with Barber of Seville. Wednesday, we're doing history and geography. So geography will just kind of be like where different tribes were throughout the United States of Native Americans. And then with history, we'll be doing Between Earth and Sky and The Legend of the Blue Bonnet. And then Brigham will have some more in-depth books of history that he'll be doing. And then I really want to try to do a field trip. And I found the other day when I went on a hike in the mountains behind my area that there's so much Indian Native American history just like in my own backyard. So I thought it would be really fun if there's a small hike that we could go and just discover different things in our own backyard, learn about the Indians. I don't know the right term. Indians or Native Americans. I really don't know. So please forgive me. Just within my own backyard. The Ute Indians were here in Utah, just different stuff like that. I thought it would be really fun to get immersed into that culture. Yes. And then writing on Thursday, we'll be doing writing and I will just be doing different writing projects. So one day may be something fun that we do with having a Native American. We'll make up a story and like this, let's pretend like let's create a picture of this boy and what would his story be and just creating fun things like that. I just have found that my cute 10-year-old still thinks writing is dumb. And so as long as I can just make it fun and exciting and just doing little things like that, that I can get him really interested in it. Sometimes we've even done past, present, and future. And so we talked about verbs and making them past, present, and future. And so he used the verb pee, which was super awesome. Like I peed yesterday. I am currently peeing and I'll probably pee tomorrow. So he wrote three different sentences and then drew a picture and he laughed and he laughed. And so my whole goal with him is to show him that writing is fun, even if we're talking about potty humor or anything like that, but just showing him that writing can be a lot of fun and that it doesn't have to be hard and challenging and difficult. So really just helping him learn to love writing. So those are what we're doing together. And then so Briggy would be fifth grade. And for his math, twice a week, he'll be doing Saxon. And then the other two times, because we just do school four times a week, the other two times we will be doing Life of Fred together. And he thinks that's fun. He likes to challenge himself with math and push himself, but he also is still 10 and gets burned out. And so by doing Life of Fred a few times a week, it keeps math fun and fresh for him. So history, like I said, we'll be studying Native Americans. So his history will be Children of the Longhouse. And then his biography will be Hiawatha and the Peacemaker. So a couple different books like that. His science, I found a cool book called Ultimate Rockopedia. And so just kind of really looking through it, getting him excited about different science things like that. Scriptures, he is reading the Book of Mormon. And then I prayed about his schedule, if there was anything special he needed. And I really wanted him to have heroes that he was studying about and people, real people in history that just did really cool things. So I like the series Christian Heroes. And one of them I really like is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And he was during World War II and his story is really neat. So he's going to be reading that. His classic book is Where the Red Fern Grows, but honestly, I might have to change it because he started reading it already, and I think he will have it finished by the time we actually start school. So today we were doing Minute with Mom, and he'd already started the book, and I think he's about a third of the way through or half of the way through, so I don't think he will have the book still when we start school, so I may have to change that. Then Brigham still does handwriting, learning cursive, and we go really, really slow. And I told them, like, what is the bare minimum you can do with handwriting to keep it fun and fresh? And he said, doing one word. So he does the workbook Handwriting Without Tears, and he does one word a day. And it's awesome because it's not overwhelming to him. He isn't grumpy about doing it, and yet he's still learning how to have better handwriting. So that is my Briggy schedule. And then I have George. So George usually comes to do the group stuff with us as well. So I always have, especially when a toddler is there, that I make sure whatever I have for a big kid, I have for a toddler as well to help them feel as included as possible. So he'll do that with us, but allow him to flow in and out, and realizing it's not a problem, he'll get what he needs to get from that. But we will start handwriting this year, and I will start with Handwriting Without Tears. I've used that program for all of my children, and I've really liked it. For phonics, we are starting with the workbook Explode the Code, Book A. And once again, I've done it with all my kids, and I really like that one. And then a cute cutting book. I don't know about you, but all my kids love to cut. Those of you who are watching this on YouTube can see in the background all his papers that he has cut and just hung up on the wall. He is so excited about the things that he cuts and he creates. So this is just for fun and a good skill of cutting from the Kumon books, K-U-M-O-N. And like I said, I will link all of these in the show notes to an Amazon link so you can see all of these, except for, I guess, the reading, because I don't think they're on Amazon. But his reading, it is from when my oldest went to preschool, Frontline Readers, and I really like those phonetic books. So we'll keep doing flashcards and stuff like that. And really, this is the year I'm going to start diving in, teaching him how to read. And so we'll keep reviewing phonics. And when he's ready to start doing the diphthongs, right, the teams like C-H, T-H, S-H, W-H, that's usually the first one I start with, then I will use Happy Phonics for that. So I just wanted to give you an overview of school, of what we're doing this year. And like I've talked about before, there is an episode called Floors and Ceilings, and I don't remember off the top of my head what it is, what number it is, but I've talked about, like, this is my ceiling, the schedule. This is this beautiful high ceiling that I could do with my children. That's what I aim for. It's what I hope that we will be doing. But I also like to have a floor. So when we have days when people are sick, or if there's something that pops up that is out of our control, I remember one day we were doing school, and where we live, we saw power poles above ground, and somebody ran into a power pole and we had no electricity. So we totally had to adapt our school and just do what we could do, right? So just being willing to have a floor. And I talk a lot about this in the membership as well. And mom is members of just a floor, something so simple you can do in a minute or less. And when you have this base floor, you can do it and feel successful. Like, oh, awesome, I'm doing school, because consistency is key. And if you are trying to operate from ceilings every day, it is very tricky to be consistent with all the things. But if you have a floor, like the one cute lady who said, like, composers don't really speak to me, but I can listen to music. Like, that is so easy that I could turn on beautiful music. It's interesting that Georgie knows Loch May and the Flower Duet just from the music we've turned on. Just different things we found. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, there's a disco version of it. And we've listened to that before and just talked about different music throughout movies, through people making different modifications with them, like the disco music. So just fun things like that of just keeping school simple. But a really consistency is key. And so having the ceiling and this awesome schedule is fantastic, but knowing that having a lower version as well. So on off days, on sick days, on days that you're like, let's go have an adventure. Like, okay, we got school done. We did our floors today, and now we're going to go have adventures, and our school's just going to look a little bit different. So I just wanted to share that with you guys to just give you ideas. I will link in the show notes of all the books I talked about, so you can check out some of the things that we will be studying this term. I didn't say this with Briggy. We will still be doing 12 weeks within monthly rotation. So some of his books are a little bit lighter that he can finish in a month, but he likes the idea of a 12-week term. So for him, I still just have to say, this is still a 12-week term, even though I'm kind of doing month to month with him. So he really likes that way. That's easier for his brain to comprehend, and it kept him happy. So I just I adapt. All right, friends. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Those of you in Mama's Members, make sure to check out our last bonus call for the summer. And if you're not Mama's Members, of course, I'd love to have you join in there. And all the other bonus calls are recorded, so you could check those out. And I will see you next week. Have a great day. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.